Thanks for coming along. It's a great pleasure to introduce to you Georgina Noon. Georgina has been working over the past 8 to 10 years with different online environments for educational purposes. Initially, she was teaching English, but moved to Central Australia to work with Deadly Mob, which sounds quite dangerous.
Deadly.
In Alice Springs. Using Illuminate and Moodle, she's used online learning with young Indigenous people in remote locations. Now she's working with TAFE SA in the Department of Reconciliation on several learning projects, such as Anangu Online. This year, the Anangu In World project taking a remote Aboriginal community into secondary to further explore new ways of teaching and learning life skills with people in the lands in South Australia. Resources such as point of view videos, toolboxes, and local music will be integrated using Sloodle, which is a Moodle Second Life interface. Over to you, Tim.
Thank you. Yeah. Just a few acknowledgements. Acknowledgement of this lovely, lovely land, the Darral people, and acknowledgements for the people from Point of View who've kindly lent me glasses to be able to muck around and have a play. I've been privileged enough to work in with Pitjantjatjara people, actually, in the northwest of South Australia. So a lot of my, and prior to that, in Alice Springs, where I worked with Deadly Mob. And Deadly, if you haven't come across, you have. The Deadlies, you know, they're the awards. Deadly just means fantastic. It's like dope or fantastic or sick. So it's not really deadly. A few questions of you guys. Do people work city, remote, regional, virtual? Can you just show city? Okay, city-based, regional, remote, couple, and virtual. Okay. So I talk about myself as working remote and virtual because I really work from home and have worked online for a long time. So has anyone made point of view vids? People have made point of view vids? Some? Okay. And which areas do people work in? What kind of areas? Like I've worked in the literacy area, that kind of thing. So that kind of area. What areas do people work in? Just call out.
Defence.
Trades.
Higher education.
Okay. Just so that we've got a bit of an idea about who we're working with. Katrina is doing the... So I just... It's nice to know. Then you can kind of direct your comments as you go, because I just have a bit of a framework and take it as I go. So today I'm going to show some examples of ways that I am looking at using it with Aboriginal people and their staff, because it's still, you know, there's always that double step, isn't there, when you're working with the end users. You've got to work with the people who are working with the end users first off, and then prior to that, management and IT. So so it's that kind of a thing. So I'll show you some examples of that. And one of the other things that I've worked across a whole lot of different online platforms, and that notion of, you know, not one or the other, but actually a whole range of different ways of doing the same things, but sometimes for different purposes. So this notion of parallel points of view using a range of tools. Has anyone used Jing? Jing? Cool. Okay, so I'm going to show you Jing. VoiceThread? Anyone use VoiceThread? Okay, VoiceThread again. They're just great tools that I love and I find I use over and over. And in this kind of environment where you've just got so many different tools, it's wonderful. It's choice. And you find the things that work for you. And those two have worked for me, and I just find I keep coming back and using them for a range of purposes, which we'll look at. And Second Life. People had any ventures into Second Life? So a couple. Okay, so that's what I'm hoping to kind of look at this morning. So I'll get started. So that's Jing, VoiceThread, Point of View Vids, and Second Life. So they're the things that, and there's a whole lot of other things as well. But this captures some of the great stuff that we're seeing with the Point of View glasses, and I'm glad Michael actually showed people the how-to of that, because that was another thing I was looking to show, but I won't have to spend that time now. It's an easy process, so once you've got that vid, then you can just go into Movie Maker, chop it around fairly with very basic skills, and then upload it. So it's great. Okay, so I work in the lands. So you can see this little area in there. It's in the northwest corner. It's right on the border of WANT and SA. And prior to that, I was working a lot with remote communities in the Northern Territory. We're lucky in the lands in South Australia. There's broadband connection across there. However, you've got huge issues, of course, of distance, which has an impact on connectivity. It has, it has a big issue about people attending, and that's students and staff. So you've got a lot of visiting lecturers, and if anyone, the people who work remotely, know the kinds of issue. And actually, people work with Indigenous people? Yeah. Okay, so the kinds of issues that can kind of come up from the family commitments and cultural responsibilities that people have in their communities takes them away often from their, from their areas. And, online stuff is great because it means if they're in a place and they get access to a computer, they can actually continue to get access to learning. But that's still a process that's happening in a lot of Aboriginal communities. So students go, or visiting lecturers come to show things. So you've got business lecturers who come, you've got heavy equipment lecturers who come to do, licensing or whatever. And all this stuff, like if you go and the other people, the students aren't there, which happens heaps, anyone who's worked in remote communities, much, much more so than in any regional or city campus, much, much. Then you can't do that. They can't show that they can do it. You can't show them. It can be really, really frustrating. And so I can see, and just talking with staff who are working out there, they can start seeing the possibilities of having, this simple way of capturing video, either from the lecturer's point of view in terms of demonstrating, or from the student's point of view in terms of demonstrating that they can do skills, obviously then leading on to assessment evidence. They can see those possibilities. The other thing that they were talking about too when I first introduced the point of view glasses to the staff was that they have their own little way of doing it, or in their offices out in the lands, there's a way of doing it. And so often if you get videos from other people, it doesn't cover all the things that you want to, the people that you're working with to cover. So it makes that really like very contextual and very local context. And of course you can use, we're using Moodle and a virtual library of videos and activities. So we've been using that out there, and obviously with a lot of this content, that's quite easy to add that stuff in. Connectivity is always an issue out there because people who live out in remote communities don't have personal computers. White fellas do, but not Aboriginal people. I know, communities of 300-400 and maybe two people would have a computer. So it was impossible to even try and start doing stuff out there before people could at least have realistic access to computers. And in the lands, as in contrast to the Northern Territory communities where money somehow has frivolously been lost and no access centres have been set up, in the lands there's six major communities who have got what they call PYKU centres. Pitjantjatjara, Yankunytjatjara, KU is just a place. So it's a transaction centres with, mind you, two computers, but wireless access. So they can be a little bit of a hub, and people can have access, mind you, limited if we're talking ratio, 300-400 people to two computers. But you know, that's the kind of stuff you're dealing with in many remote places, and other people will attest to that. But it is wireless, and so there is potential. Staffing's a big issue out there, and so actually at the moment only two of those places are open, just to give you a context. But I think it's one of those issues where we as facilitators and educators have to keep just pushing that boundary, because then if there's that expectation there that, yes, you can do this stuff, then there will be a demand, and it comes then from the grassroots about, hey, how come we can't do that stuff? You know, why can't... So it's a... I guess it, I always am one for encouraging people to, you know, speak out and be proactive. So here's, I'm just going to play some little examples. Did anyone have any questions about that context at all? Cool. Okay, these are ones that I've done. So they're pretty basic and that's right. So this little one is just showing plants, and there's a couple of bush... Hello? Leo?
Oh, cool. Specimens of succulent plants, which are quite white. I'm going to go in really close and just see how good a view we can get there. You can see some tiny, gorgeous little babies there, cool, which we have propagated.
So it's just a video to really show how you can get in nice and close. There's bush gardens that some of the communities have, and they study horticulture. And so you can get that really nice... Oh, thank you. I did another video of that, and I had the name of that plant up, the botanic name of that plant. So, again, that's just a nice way of showing you how you can use this for that kind of area. Okay. Get out of that one. Okay, another thing that a lot of TAFE teachers out bush are doing, many people don't have licences out bush, so they get picked up and jailed and all kinds of crazy stuff just because they don't have their licences. So there's a lot of driver ed that's presently being done in the land, and I'm like, you know, out bush, there's not a whole lot of roundabouts, there's not a whole lot of city traffic. Wouldn't it be cool to have some videos that depict some of those give way signs and things like that, so people at least could see the context for these rules that they're trying to learn and be examined on, and continue failing, because even if we try and do the giveaway, I'll be pushed if I can get better than 6 out of 8 for those things. So anyway, this is very shonky, but I think it's quite a nice video of the that's me getting whiplash. But it's actually filming with the POV glasses. You get quite a reasonable view if it's a little further away. Some of the close-up stuff is sometimes quite tricky. Yeah, so that's just an example of a, you know, like a driving sort of thing. And my idea is that, you know, you can have a range of different driving situations that will then... you know, give people out bush an idea about what those driving situations are that these give way signs are talking about. Any comments? No? Cool. Okay. So, again. Sorry. Okay, I work a lot, I'm developing with a lecturer, the Diploma of Interpreting for interpreters. There's very few interpreters in South Australia, hardly any, one or two, Pidinjara, Yankunjara interpreters. So you've got lots of people in the justice system that are being very either not put away or put away incorrectly. And so we're doing a whole online kind of scenario of the Diploma of Interpreting course, and involving Moodle, involving online Centra and Illuminate sessions, involving some face-to-face. And I just did this with Ina, who's one of the... she has worked with me in kind of verifying some of the online stuff.
there's been a problem with the Solomon car.
So she's wearing the glasses, she's the interpreter.
And we were told by someone else that you stole it.
So like police interview kind of situation. Talk about put yourself in. That was a mock-up. But that kind of idea of using that to capture the process of something. I was just talking after with Tony after her talk this morning, and that, you know, being able to see the process of something, and for people who haven't done interpreting, they can see the nuts and bolts of what happens and how they're sitting there and the, you know, the two people that they're talking with each other. So it's a nice kind of demonstration of that. I did one with literacy. How can someone timekeep me, please? Oh, I'm just not great with. I'll just play this briefly to show, because what I've tried to do is look at a range of areas and how that could be used. And this is in a literacy numeracy area where you've got someone, a teacher, sitting next to a student showing them how to do.
When you're working
Okay, so I won't play that, but you can get the gist of that. So any kind of activity where you might sit down next to someone, and it means people can replay the whole thing until they get it. And again, it's the teacher that they've worked with, so it's the, you know, it's the process that that teacher uses. And the last one that I was going to show is the reflection one. I'll just do that quickly. This was one where I was trying to look beyond, and maybe how would you use this with community service people or art, or, you know, trying to look into some of those other areas. And where I spoke just briefly in Michael's session, saying that, you know, trying to kind of get the unique perspective of the person wearing those glasses. And so this is just a little video of me looking out at the beach and just expressing some reflections. Oh, sheesh. Okay, so anyway, I'll move on. To show you Jing, okay? So that's the point of view. So there's other ways of capturing that point of view. And Jing is something, as you can see up here at the top of the screen, see that little semicircle? It just sits on my computer all the time. It's a free download, so it's really worth writing it down, J-I-N-G. It's very similar to Turbo Demo or Captivate. Anyone use those things? But it's simpler. I've had those things and never finished a piece of resource because, you know, there's just so many different variables. This captures it, and then you can just do a simple little bit of notation afterwards. And I often use it if someone says, how do I log in to that? So anything to do with computers. And that's from, you know, how to basics, how to log in, to filming stuff in Second Life and showing stuff. Okay? So you can just, you just go in to that. It captures. I don't like that. Okay, so it goes over, you capture it, and then here you can just take an image or you can video, and it captures what you're talking about as well. So it's as quick as the POV glasses, but you're doing it with what's on your screen. So whatever's on your screen, if you're doing an online session and you want to record it, you can do that. It's very, 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 very cool. And what link did I put here? Okay, you can down when you've recorded it, and I'll show you. Jeebies, hold on. I'll show you. It comes up like this. So this is just a little one I've done for how to use Publisher. Okay, so and you just can save it to your hard drive, or it also saves. They have an online site called Screencast where it saves. So you have one of these is a history. I'll just show you so that you can see. You know, whatever. So these are all the different ones that I've made. Some in Second Life, you can see some, you know, with computer programs. Okay, so here's just, and it's I only did one take. And it's not too bad, I don't think. Only we can't hear it that well. Sorry about that. So it captures everything you do, just the same as those other things. So anything you want to show, thank you.
Picture, we'll get one from our file. We'll go in.
So for a process to show someone quickly how to do something, it's wicked. It's the same as the POV, really, yeah.
Another free tool that I've used is Cam Studio.
Yeah, Cam Studio, same.
It's great stuff to start recording.
It is, it's terrific. And to me it seems like a parallel thing to the POV glasses in the sense that it's you're having the input, you're having the visual, and you know you're able to kind of direct people as you go.
I was also thinking just before, to do one of these, so you're doing a desktop recording and you're wearing your POV glasses at the same time, and then you do a picture, so when you want to show them like keyboard shortcuts or what you actually
You could do that. It's interesting because when I was looking at this, I was trying to see how they all interact, and I had some video of me wearing the POV glasses and someone doing Second Life, you know, so you've got, you can interact and have them all. Okay, so I think you get the gist of that. Where have I got that? Okay. So Second Life, I'll finish with this cool, I'm sorry about VoiceThread. VoiceThread's wonderful. It captures images and video, and you can talk, and other people then can carry on the discussion. So you can, and it'd be lovely to be able to show you, but it's really, there's a terrific video. If you go VoiceThread, there's a video that shows you, and you can comment in text, audio, webcam, and notate. It's just lovely. It's a terrific tool, and it's really easy to use, and you can have a whole lot of identities, so you can work with a whole group of people, and they just have to sign in as theirs. Second Life, you get a combination of all that, and the notion of walking around with point of view glasses, to me, always has seemed very similar to walking around in Second Life, and this is a great little machinima, which I used, Jing can be used for that. But there's also other programs. Machinima is just a video capturing technique for online environments. So, you know, these things are always growing. And this one is made by a terrific guy who's involved at Afters in Sydney. Gary Hazlett, his name is in Second Life, sorry. He's Gary Hayes in real life. And it just shows a whole range of different perspectives, actually. There's a concert. It's actually a concert, and he's getting different points of view, close, far away, from the perspective of an audience participant, with Pink Floyd. So it's cool. And you can have several people filming. So you can have a film crew in Second Life and people who are performing who are all over the world, but they're all visually in one place and audio in one place. So the audience you saw at the beginning. And you can have camera controls that let you see things from all points of view and perspectives. Anyway. So, yeah, just a very quick skim over all those different parallel tools that you can use in an online environment, and hope that it's been of some value. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Regina. We'll just do a very lightning change over here, so...